Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The politics of Washington and a new deadline. The Treasury Department approaches its so-called debt ceiling a week from today. On CBS's Face the Nation yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was asked if the Republican-controlled Congress will vote to lift the debt ceiling to give the government more borrowing powers. Here's what he said.
I made it very clear after the November election, we're certainly not going to shut down the government or default on the national debt. We'll figure some way to handle that, and hopefully it might carry some other important legislation that we can agree on in connection with it.
Ron Elving is NPR's senior Washington editor and correspondent. And Ron, just to remind people, debt ceiling, this isn't about buying stuff. This is about paying for things you promised to pay for, like Social Security and military salaries. So remind us how we got to this deadline next Monday, and how serious is it?
It's a statutory deadline, Robin. It's something that Congress has obligated itself to and held the Treasury Department to in a on-paper sense. It's a statutory deadline. The actual debt limit, the point at which the United States would theoretically default on its obligations or not be able to meet all of those obligations that you just mentioned to the citizenry, that's some weeks, some months away, partly because the economy is doing better and partly because they've built in a little bit of, let's say, flexibility so that they can move things around in the Treasury Department. And we've been through this before on previous debt ceiling deadlines. So as a practical matter, it's still some time away, and Congress has a little time to think about this, perhaps even negotiate with the White House and figure out a way to make the deadline, that is to say, in practical terms.
Well, we understand that Congress, the Treasury is doing what a lot of families do this time of year. They're depending on tax receipts. Some people are depending on their tax returns, you know, to have a little padding there. But does this mean that it's going to be, you know, the point of contention if people think there is wiggle room? We heard Mitch McConnell say maybe we can attach other legislation. What does he mean?
Yes. Yes. What does he mean? Well, he means that this would be a great opportunity to put something on a bill the president has to sign. And we saw that kind of language quite recently with the spending bill for the Homeland Security Department and the attempt by Congress to put an immigration bill onto that spending bill and strip back some of the things the president was doing on immigration. We'll doubtless see an effort in that direction. It might be something like in 2011, where there was an effort made to limit federal spending, perhaps to make cuts to the federal budget that would be commensurate to the new increase in the debt limit. We might see some sort of a balanced budget restriction, or possibly we could see another repeal of Obamacare effort, or even stripping out of those immigration actions that we were going around about in February.
Okay. Well, let's check in on foreign policy for a second, because 47 Republican senators wrote a letter to Iranian leaders warning that any agreement the Obama administration strikes with Iran to limit the nuclear program there will be short-lived unless Congress approves the deal. Now, the letter's addressed to Iranian leaders, but isn't the message really to President Obama? And is it true? Does Congress have to approve this deal?
Congress, as it stands right now, does not have to approve the deal. It is not a treaty. It doesn't have to go to the Senate. But Congress is quite eager to change that arrangement. They want to debate and pass, and they expect to do so in the weeks ahead, some kind of legislation that would require the president to bring the deal to them for their approval, House and Senate, which would be a little unusual. But that is the nature of the politics of the Congress that we have today. And the president, of course, has said that that's really not necessary, and that's really not in the cards. And of course, he would veto that legislation. But this is an ongoing struggle between the two branches of government. And of course, it's also a message to the Iranians, as you said, to say, look, don't think that you're negotiating a deal that's going to stick for you guys for a long time, because we expect the next president to invalidate it, because we expect to elect a president who'd be a Republican and somebody of our choosing.
I want you to check in on this as well. General Martin Dempsey, chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, showed up in Iraq today. He's one of the officials testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Wednesday as it considers President Obama's request for authorization to use military force against ISIS. Now, we know in Iraq, Iranian-backed Shia militias are fighting ISIS. Why do you think the general showed up there today? Is it to check and make sure they're not taking over the fight?
He is a very high level representation for the United States, symbolically to show that we are still involved in this. We were not asked to participate in this assault on Tikrit, either in the sense of bombing or in the sense of any other sort of support. This is clearly a cooperation between the government in Baghdad, which is a Shia government, and the Iranians. And here again, we're talking about a Shia government. And two-thirds of the fighters trying to take Tikrit back from ISIS are Iranian-backed Shia militia. So this is a cooperation trying to show that that arrangement can work to free a city, Tikrit, which is Saddam Hussein's hometown, which is a Sunni city, and take that back from the extremist Sunnis who have taken it under the cover of the name ISIS.
It'll be interesting to see what General Dempsey says on Wednesday of his view of all that. Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.